Thank you for joining us today as Pastor Tim shares the Word of God. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God and constant, powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Tim with today's message.
Happy New Year. We've had a great time of celebration. I mean, the end of November with Thanksgiving, we turned our focus to being thankful. We have so much to be thankful for. We're a blessed people. I mean, you just look at the place that we live, the cars we drive, the houses we live in. I mean, we're a blessed people. And then you begin to think about the fact that our sins have been forgiven. We have been made right with God. You're talking about thankful. We are a thankful people. We just barely got the turkey off the table and the leftover dressing eaten. It's time to start putting up Christmas trees and nativity scenes and putting lights up. And December, we begin the celebration of the birth of our Savior, the birth of the one who saved us from our sins. We celebrated with everything within us, with lights, with trees, with ornaments, with wreaths, with candy canes, and every single one of those things are very biblical and have profound biblical meaning as we hung those all over our house and we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior. And we pack up the decorations and here we are, January 1st, Happy New Year. It's time to celebrate again. The world celebrates. Last night, New Year's Eve, that's the night before New Year's Day, celebrations, fireworks, tens of millions watching the new year come in. A lot of focus is on the big ball at the date and the time tower in New York City. A lot of parties, at least in the background, would have the TV on watching the ball drop. People excited, people at a fever pitch. For a small few of us that are much more mature in life, we are aware that the ball drops at midnight, and then in 60 seconds, it'll be 12:01. 60 more seconds, it'll be 12:02. It'll be 12:03. And so those that are mature, they come to realize that will happen with or without you staying up to watch that event take place. So a lot of us party animals, we went to bed at 9 o'clock and we woke up, and it's 2017, the same for us it is for those of you who stayed and watched it. So however you celebrate, Terry and I want you to know, we did celebrate. We went to the Arlington last night. They have a New Year's Eve fountain room there that has a lovely dinner. So we went to a lovely dinner to celebrate. We have an 8 o'clock, we have a 9 o'clock seating. I said, what do you have in the 5 o'clock? So Terry and I had the 5:30 seating when they just got the food started cooking it. And then we were home by 7:30 to wrap our celebration up. But I do want our church to know that I did celebrate. And I was excited about New Year's Eve, and I want to make sure that you knew that. But with the entire world celebrating the ending of 2016 and the beginning of 2017, let me say this, clear up some of those that's going to send me an email this week. Yes, there are other dating systems in the world. Yes, there are other calendars, but there are very, very, very few of them. So few that the world does not recognize them. The Gregorian calendar is the most widely used calendar in the world. It is the global standard. It controls all international communication. It controls all international worldwide transportation. It is used by the United Nations, and it is used by all other international institutions. So, as there is other dating and other calendar systems, they are so few in number that they are not recognized. The world does business. The world operates on the end of 2016 and last night, the beginning of 2017. That's the system that the entire world operates on. As I was preparing some weeks ago for the message that I would deliver on January 1st, and I guess this happens every 7 years. I don't know with leap year. I don't know how that changes, but I guess every 7 years I have to deliver a message on January 1st. This is Sunday morning. And so as I was preparing to deliver a message on January 1st, New Year's Day, the thought occurred to me, the world is celebrating. We will even have a smaller crowd today because so many people stayed up to make sure that 2016 ended and 2017 began. They wanted to make sure that took place. So they had to probably sleep in today. We were singing, blowing those little deals. It goes out. I mean, people wearing stupid hats. I don't know why they have dumb hats on. Dancing, all in the streets, people dancing. The thought occurred to me, hundreds of millions, not tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions are celebrating. And did anybody ask? 2017 years since what? Oh, boy, happy new year, 2016. Happy new year. Since what? It's been 2000 today. It's been 2017. Happy new year. Happy new year. It's been 2007. Now, clearly man was here on earth before then. I mean, man was here before 2,000 years ago. It was screaming, Happy New Year, blowing our deals and got the stupid hats on, got the glasses on, and millions and all those people in the streets of New York City, where do they go to the bathroom? You know, I ask questions like that, but anyway, that's not in the notes. Millions and millions of people. The title of my message today is, why is it New Year's Day? Why is it New Year's Day? I don't know why I'm the only one that seems to ask questions like this. But I mean, these questions enter my mind as we are all jumping up and down saying 2017. I've got to ask a question, since what? From what? 2016 years from what? And now we're starting 2017 years from what? Hundreds of millions staying up till midnight to watch 2016 from what change to 2017 from what? And did any of those hundreds of millions of people ask, why is it New Year's Day? Why is it? Well, you know, that's something that I have to ask myself. Anno Domini. Now, this is going to surprise you, but I'm not well-versed in medieval Latin. It's also surprising I'm not very well-versed in English. But Anno Domini, referred to as those of us who can't say that, is A.D., did anyone ask last night while they were blowing their little horn, what does that mean? For those who didn't ask that, and maybe I did, I asked Sean to look it up for me because I wanted to make sure I knew. Because I don't know how to look stuff up. That is Latin for the year of our Lord. In fact is, if it is fully written out in the Gregorian dating system calendar that the whole world uses, it's Anno Domini Nostro Jesus Christi. In the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's been 2017 years as I stand here today addressing you since our Lord, our O-U-R, our. Billions of people blowing their horns last night since our Lord Jesus Christ walked on this earth. And this is the dating system that the entire world operates on. Why is it New Year's Day? The entire world says it's been 2017 years since our Lord Jesus Christ personally walked physically on this earth. Now, this won't surprise you. The very first Thanksgiving, I mean, where would that word come from? I would assume it would come from giving thanks. So, we gave thanks to God. And we did that for some 2,000 years or 1,900 years. But give thanks to God. I'm getting my dates mixed up. We've done that for 200 years in America. But, you know, now we got to get God out of history. We sure don't want to mention God's name. So how you take God out, but it leaves you feeling kind of stupid. If we take God out, then who are we giving thanks to? We say, Happy Thanksgiving. Did anybody ever ask, who are we giving thanks to? Christmas, C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. Now, I'm not very good at spelling, but I got that one. The birth of Jesus. Well, no, we don't mention that. Happy holidays. Well, December 25th is a holiday. What holiday is that? Oh, happy holiday. Well, December 25th is a holiday. What event took place on December 25th that we're happy holiday and everybody about? Well, the event that took place was the birth of Jesus, but let's don't say that. Now, this won't surprise you, but we've got a big push to change AD and BC. Simply before Christ and after death. I don't know if you're keeping up with this, but it is BCE and ACE, before the common era and after the common era. After the common era of what? To me, it's kind of like saying happy holidays on December 25th. What are we holidaying? Who are we giving thanks to? Well, let's don't say AD and B. So there's a big push in education today to change our dating system to BCE, before the common era. Well, that's about as stupid to me as saying happy holiday on December 25th without recognizing what December 25th is. The common era, what we're talking about, is a dating system that we use since the beginning of mankind, before the flood and after the flood. And that's the way the world operated until some major event, so major, so drastically major, so life-impacting. See, the flood wiped everybody in this world out except Noah. That was a pretty big event. So let's use before the flood and after the flood. What event took place that was bigger, that affected everybody in the whole wide world? What event was bigger than the flood that demanded us to change the dating system of the world from before the flood to after the flood? What single event? I have a hard time with stupidity. I just say that and I'm going to move back to my notes. What major event took place that impacted the world more dramatically than wiping everybody out in a flood? It was the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it changed the dating system of the whole world. And ever since then, the world celebrates the years that have passed since Jesus walked on the face of this earth. Just think about it. The ball dropping in New York City. Don't tell me that all religions are the same. The ball don't drop on any other religious leader's departure from this earth. Has anybody thought about that except for me? Hundreds of millions of people wearing stupid hats and blowing their horns till midnight last night. Did anybody think about the fact that ball drops on only one religious leader's departure from this earth? That's when that drops. Over 2,017 years since Jesus' death. Well, why, since Jesus' death, are we dropping the ball and everybody celebrating? That's not a very big deal, because every religious leader died. Every religious leader died. There's been a lot of religious leaders that gained some followers and did some teachings and did some miracles, and they all died, and it did not affect the dating system of the world. 3 days later. 3 days later. 3 days later, that stone rolled back. And all the other religious leaders that have come and gone died, and they stayed dead. Except for one. And it affected the world more dramatically than the flood of Noah. Every person in the entire world was dramatically affected. And that's what began a new year. The title of my message today is, why is it New Year's Day? The calendar changed to before Christ and after his death. And we call it 2017 years since then, New Year's Day, because it is truly a new year. You see, we had a dispensation change. We had an era in human history changed. Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, all things became new. We live life in a completely new way. For 4,000 years, man was separated from God's presence. Man did not know God. Man did not talk with God. Man did not have access to God. And Jesus' walk, life, death, and burial, and resurrection on this earth made it possible today for you to walk in those back doors and to walk down here, and there is no curtain hanging between you and this altar here today, and that changed the calendar of the whole world. When you walk in those doors, for 4,000 years, there was no access to this altar. You couldn't walk to that altar. And what changed the dating system of the world is 2,017 years ago made it possible for you and I to walk in those doors and walk right down to this altar and kneel into the presence of God. And it so dramatically affected the entire world that we changed the dating system, because you and I have a clear path to the altar of God. It's all new. It's a habit for us. It's a habit for us. When you were younger and more immature, you stayed up and watched the ball drop. As you got older, you knew the ball could drop without you watching it. But no thought about what any of that means. What decided that? 1 year from what? It's 1,540 years from what? It's 1,948 years from what? It's 2,017 years from what? What are we counting here? We're counting the years that it's been since man had to go to a priest and tell a priest what he wanted to tell God. And a priest had to go in and tell God for him. It's been 2,017 years since I had to pick out the best lamb of my flock and to sacrifice that lamb for his blood, not to forgive me and not to do away with my sin, but simply atone, simply cover my sin temporarily for me. And it's been 2,017 years since I had to do that. All of that passed away, and it's a new day. It is a happy new year. It's a happy new year. I want everybody to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. I want our church to memorize this, know this. I want you to have this verse. I want to make sure you know this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, verse 17. In my sermon last week, my wife made this point. I want our church to have this. I want everybody to know this. Chapter 5, verse 17 of 2 Corinthians. It says, this means. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. In the New Living Translation, it says, this means. Okay, well, when I read that, I got to stop. The Apostle Paul had been writing to the church at Corinth, explaining all that Jesus did. And in chapter 2, he talked about the forgiveness for the sinner. In chapter 3, he talked about the glory of the new covenant. In chapter 4 and 5, he talked about our new bodies and how we are now ambassadors of a greater covenant. We get to verse 17, it says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone and a new life has begun. Because of what Jesus did in his life, in his death, in his burial, and then in his resurrection from the dead, the world saw it. The calendars of the world accept, and it still governs the entire world today. The world operates on, the whole world operates on the fact that 2017 years after his death, we were given a new day. We still celebrate that. We were given a new day. All the other religious leaders taught, they created a following, they died, and they stayed dead. And that doesn't change the dating system for the entire world. But AD, after the death of Jesus, 3 days later, the keys of death, the keys of hell, the keys of the hold that the grave had, the keys to eternal damnation were stripped and were taken away. And that's why no other religion in the world, that's why no other world religious leader has an AD. Times Square in New York City, as the world watches, changes our calendar to a new year. Jesus defeated death. He defeated hell. He defeated eternal damnation. And in his resurrection, we can now join him in his resurrection, and we can experience in our own lives a death and a burial to who we were, to who our first birth put here. We can experience in our own life a death and a burial to that old person, and we can join him in his resurrection. And for you and I, old things can pass away and it can be a happy new year. Your past, your sins, your life, what you have done, the shame that you have done, the decisions that you have made, how you have lived, all of that deserves judgment. It deserves condemnation. It deserves eternal hell and damnation. And 2017 years ago, every bit of that, all you have done, all you have said, how you have lived your life in sin, 2017 years ago was nailed on a cross, was put in a grave, and the keys that held your eternal damnation were taken away from the devil, and you and I have a happy new year. A happy new year. It's a happy new year. That ball drops in New York City on Times Square. The calendar changes. And we all drop confetti and we blow our little horns and we dance and we eat and we play games. Why are you doing all that? You're doing all that because you haven't been condemned. Why are you blowing horns and dancing? Why are you blowing confetti? Because you hadn't been condemned. You haven't gotten what you deserved. A price that you owed was paid for you. And for you and I, Happy New Year is not a little passing phrase. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. It's not a little passing. It's not a greeting that we flippantly say. 2017 for you and I is a Happy New Year. And it is so. And the world recognizes it so because of what Jesus did. Because of what Jesus did. Turn to John chapter 8. Traditionally, we all have New Year's resolutions. Who started that? I mean, I can't say, well, what's your New Year's resolution? What's your New Year's? Who asked that for the very first time? Who started that? Why do we say, what's your New Year's resolution? See, I have to ask myself that question. I can't just go, Happy New Year. I got to know what's a New Year from what? See, I can't say what's your New Year's resolution. I got to know, well, who said that the first time? Where'd that come from? I can tell you one person that said it for the first time. It was a lady. It was a lady in John chapter 8 who was caught in the very act of sin. I want to ask for a show of hands. But I'd say it's probably the biggest part of us have been caught in sin. You know exactly what this story's about. Your teacher caught you. Your mom caught you. You thought a teacher was gone. Your teacher was looking in the door. I mean, you've been caught. All of us have lived right here. Caught in the very act of sin. John chapter 8 tells us that religion, this wasn't the heathens. This is the way religion worked. Religion catches you in the act of sin, and it condemns you. Oh, Tim, I can't come to church. You don't know what I've done. Well, I got good news for you, because 2017 years ago, that doesn't make any difference. Now, it did. For 4,000 years, it made a bunch of difference. We drag you right up here in front of the church, and everybody get around and stone you. But 2017 years ago, all that changed. Tim, I can't come to your church because you don't know the life I lived. 2017 years ago, it changed everything. You can come to our church now. See, this woman, religion drug her. Caught in the very act of sin. Jesus said, well, then who is without sin, throw the first stone. Verse 9, when the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with oldest, till Jesus was the only one left in the middle of the crowd with a woman. Then Jesus stood up and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? Verse 11, I don't condemn you either. And right here is New Year's Day. Do you understand that religion was going to stone this woman? The penalty for your sin was death. And all have sinned. All have come short of the glory of God. And the penalty of sin is death. And she was brought before Jesus in the midst of being caught in her sin. And the only one that could condemn her didn't. This right here is New Year's Day. Oh, it's a happy, happy day. See, before Christ, BC, she was stoned. You committed sin, and the penalty of sin was stoning. That's the way God handled life before Christ. His wrath, his judgment, sin was cursed. The consequences of sin was death. So stone her. And in verse 11, we see a new year's day. This was the new covenant being instituted by God right here in the dirt with this woman. A new covenant, a new era in history. Man's relationship with God was being instituted right here, being played out. And AD took place. Jesus, the penalty of sin was paid for, and there was no condemnation. This woman had a new year's day. She had a new year's day. Happy New Year, ma'am. Happy New Year. The BC era of judgment and stoning you is over. After Jesus, Happy New Year. Now, I'm left with the question, where's the New Year's resolution come from? Who said that for the first time? New Year's resolution comes right after the semicolon in verse 11. It comes right after the semicolon in verse 11. When Jesus says, I'm not going to condemn you. She had a New Year's day. See, verse 9. When all the accusers walked out, right there was the BC era of history walking out the door. Right there was the old covenant walking out the door. Right there was the judgment under the Mosaic law. Right there it was, one by one walking away. And the only one that could condemn her in this world, the only one that could condemn her, halfway through verse 11, she gets a New Year's day. And when New Year's day rolls around, right now, it's New Year resolution time. Right now, it's time for a New Year's resolution. Don't miss Wednesday night. It's going to be a Sunday morning. Because I'm out of time, and I knew I would be when I got to this place, and I'm going to pick up right here. This woman had a New Year day because of Jesus. And now that you have had a New Year's day, it's New Year's resolution time. Because January 1st is here. January 1, 2017. 2016 is over. It's over. But today, you got a decision to make. Jesus hadn't condemned you. But sitting right here on January 1st, sitting right here on New Year's Day, it's time for a New Year's resolution. Will you go and live 2017 exactly like you did in 2016? And this woman has a New Year's resolution to make. Jesus says, now, ma'am, it's resolution time. You get up from here and you go and live this next year. See, today we've all celebrated. It's New Year's Day. This woman has had a New Year's day, but she's got a resolution to make. See, the church got people to right here. The message of grace and forgiveness. We got people to a New Year's day. When people are facing judgment, when they're facing stoning, when they're facing eternity in hell, you will gladly slip a hand up. You will gladly repeat a prayer. This woman gladly accepted Jesus' forgiveness. Everybody's eager to accept Jesus' forgiveness. Slip your hand up, slip it right back down. Everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants to accept Jesus' forgiveness. Everybody loves New Year's Day. Everybody loves a New Year's Day, and everybody loves a New Year's Day party. We love it. Especially when we start telling everybody to close their eyes and not look around. Boy. Oh, forgiveness. Oh, there I am. I'm good. New Year's Day, I got it. You received your New Year's Day. Today, we got it. We've got it. It's been 2017 years today since your sins have been forgiven. We accept 2017. Now, it's resolution time. It's resolution time as we get up and we leave this New Year's Day party after receiving 2017 years of no condemnation and forgiveness. Will you walk free from some of the junk in your life from 2016? Will you walk free from that? Last night we celebrated the fact that we're free from the condemnation of 2016. But today it's a brand new year. Brand new year. The question that we all ask on New Year's Day, what's your New Year's resolution? What's your New Year's resolution? We're going to talk about it Wednesday night. My New Year's resolution is to lose 5 pounds. All eternity lays in the balance of New Year's resolutions. And a whole lot more importance on your New Year's resolution than, ooh, I think I'm going to lose 5 pounds, or, oh, this year I'm going to dye my hair. That's my New Year's resolution. Let me tell you, it's serious making New Year's resolution, because eternity lays in the balance of New Year's resolutions. Thank God our price has been paid. Sin has been forgiven. Thank God we've had a happy new year. It's resolution time. I'm going to live different in 2017. I'm going to have a different year. I'm going to have a better year, a more powerful year. God's going to use me more mightily than he did in last year. I'm going to do greater things than I did in the past. God's going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and more and beyond. Things are going to happen. I am so looking forward to 2017 because of all that's in store that God has for me. And because of Jesus, I can say today, Happy New Year. Lord, today we give you all the praise and glory that Happy New Year is not just a flippant word that we say, but truly we celebrate 2017 years of our forgiveness, of our redemption, and of the price being paid for our sin. Today, Lord, we receive our new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by the pastors at CM Church, please log on to our website at www.cmchurch.com and click on our podcast link. You can also purchase series and other messages at our online store.